So we're here. Holy Lent is finally here. And we've been talking about forgiveness and repentance for 6 weeks. And now we're getting to the finish line. We need to do that. We need to forgive those that have hurt us. Because if we don't, we're asking God not to forgive us. There's no other way to say it. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. Only forgive me, Lord, as much as I forgive all the jerks in the world that bother me every day, or my brother that stole something from me. So don't do that. We need to be the remnant. Businesses, inheritances, your cars, they're not really that important in the big scheme of things. I mean, they're nice to have, but you're not taking them with you. What you are taking with you are your righteous and beautiful acts. The love that you share with your family, the love that you share for people you don't know, those crowns you get to take with you. The others are meaningless in the long term. So as we enter these bridegroom services, obviously the theme is repentance, that you and I should be expecting death and be sorrowful for that which we did. And we heard tonight how people that repent, the one son said, "Of course I'll do it, Dad," and never did it. But then the other said, "No, I won't, Dad," but he did it. He repented. And he was the one that was honored by the Father. We want to be, so it doesn't matter right now, if God's been calling you, said, nah, it's okay, leave me alone, but you ultimately do it, be better if you just said yes from the beginning. But if you now wake up, if all of us would wake up and do that which God calls us to do, to love our enemies, to love our neighbors, to not run around looking for ways to be vindicated by courts and elections and other things, but rather be vindicated by our love, our own love for Christ and His people. So God bless you this night. We pray you, I pray you a peaceful night's sleep. And if you'll come forward and reverence the icon one more time, and then get a blessing from the cross.